Spacewalker is April Walker's stage name. Her music has a similar cosmic quality. On Insight Music, Spacewalker gets personal about her life and her lyrics. Then, a visit by Idea Team that filled our studio with terrific funk and soul sound.
It's all good, yeah.
We feed the creature with our minds.
Salt Wizard is a Sacramento indie folk band with a lot of changes since the last album. You'll hear some of their creature sounds. And the latest project by Meisner and Smith is all cover songs, but the duo debuted a new original in our studio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Insight Music is next.
Just wanna be F-R-E-E.
From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Music, a once-a-month compilation of some of the great music that comes through our studio and conversations with the people who write and perform it. I'm Beth Ruriak. We had been excited to meet Spacewalker. She's an electronic and experimental hip-hop artist in Sacramento. Her real name is April Walker. She released a record in 2017 called Folktronica, Divinity and Beyond. She came to our studio wearing colorful cosmic clothes, and we explored her life story. I asked her about expressing herself through performance.
In a way, I've always kind of seen the whole world as a stage. And for a while, people were like, you know, like trying to kind of condense that or trying to kind of like limit that. And as an adult, it's just so freeing to just be exactly who I want to be and wear exactly what I want to wear. And it's a blast.
To describe, you have a purple cape with gold stars. You have a jacket that looks like it's sort of black space with explosions of planetary color on it, a big sunflower on your cap, and red glasses, purple lipstick. Have to give everybody a visual here. Where did you grow up? If I ask where are you from, you might give me a much different answer.
I mostly grew up in Fairfield, and I spent some time in Utah and Costa Rica when I was a teenager, and that shaped a lot of like my music. That was when I first started to really get serious about music. And then I made my way back to California, and I've been here for about 7 years.
You didn't say Mars. You didn't say anything planetary there.
That's a secret. That's a secret.
How do you describe your music? And I already gave a little bit of the connection, but maybe just define the interstellar beats that you talk about.
Interstellar beats is sort of a blanket term for everything I do. I do music for children. I do the Spacewalker project. But I also am a producer and a bunch of other things. And so I never wanted to be limited. I felt like interstellar beats was able to describe pretty much everything that I do. And I call myself genre fluid. I kind of aim to just do what I feel. I feel like music was my first language.
When then did you get your first guitar?
I got my first guitar when I was 15. The school went to Costa Rica to do mission work. So we were like painting schools and helping children and things like that. And I bought a handmade nylon stringed guitar from this really nice guy named Eduardo. I'll never forget that day because I was always super discouraged with guitar. I quit 90 times. I was just like, I'm just never going to be good. You know, I wasn't Jimi Hendrix the first time I played. So I was like, well, I'm never going to do it. And one day I woke up and I felt it. Like I felt that I was supposed to play music, and I followed it, and now I'm here.
Here's more music from Spacewalker.
We're bringing heaven to earth. We're turning death to rebirth. We're ridding all of them curses. My father wasn't around. My daddy's good at his brow. He said it's still trust, it's worth it. Yes.
How do you sway with that feng shui? Become water. Read that through birth is my steeze. Do it with ease. Do it
with grace. Never every place to which you infinitely can relate, but you still can relay that the relay race is just a vast flex of hexagon of give and take. What you make of it is what will create, make shift happen, manifest destiny inside your cup. So if you want in a piece of slice, go grab it, and stamp your chat on everything you want. Heaven on earth and divine female male package to the forefront. Don't you front, 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 front. Ooh, girl, that Palo Santo will make you a new girl. Unless you holler at all of your angels, ascend your aura to purple and rainbows. I'm hella grateful, yes, for all the things I have, and I haven't even seen the best of it yet. I'm hella grateful, yes, for all the things I have, I haven't even seen the best of it yet. Be, huh. I am that ancient beam, huh. I got the power of beams, huh. My serendipity is 7, 8, 8, what it seem when it seen to be. I am that ancient queen, I got the power of beams. My serendipity is 7, 8, 8, what it seem when it seem to be.
That's the music of Spacewalker performing live in our studio. Spacewalker is the stage name of April Walker. You made a reference both in your song and in what you said to not having a lot of support growing up.
I think that's a very good way to put it, because my parents always wanted me to be the best, you know, the best person I could be.
That's a good start.
I feel like at the time, they were just different. They thought that they were going to be different ingredients to that, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like a wild child. I was in touch with like the spiritual realm, like very young, but I didn't know how to articulate it. And I was just like emoting all over the place because I just needed to be making some art. So I'm very grateful that they stuck with me. And once they realized like how creative I was and that that was my strong suit, I think that's when everybody got super comfortable and was able to really thrive. And I think that's when I was confident enough to not need as much support, if that makes sense. And then I think that's when it really started to flow abundantly, was when I was so comfortable with myself that I was like, hey, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. And then people were like, wait, come back, we like it. So I'm very grateful.
How long did it take within your family to get to that point? And was there a particular event that prompted it?
I feel like we just grow every day. So it's really hard to say like when it all started to really work out, because I feel like everything kind of had to happen the way it did for a reason. I went to a boarding school in Utah for a while when I was 15. That definitely inspired me to play music because I needed an outlet. I was like having trouble making friends at the time, and it was just really important for me to have something that was mine and a way to express myself. So it was supposed to be like the church band, but we were very sly and would like write lyrics about what was going on in our lives and kind of shape them to seem like they were about what they wanted them to be about, just so we could have a space. So we kind of just made that space for ourselves.
Let's get to some live music. So you're starting with some looping. So we're going to hear a little bit of sound and looping first.
Right. I'm going to lay down a couple things and then I'll get down to business.
Here is Spacewalker. So creative, was there an influence?
I feel like I tell people now that when I really think back, I knew that I wanted to be Spacewalker when I grew up. I think that's one of my oldest memories, is just knowing that I wanted to be this glittery, you know, colorful, like explosion of a person, and that I wanted to just be a rock star. But I also grew up in a very musical family. My grandfather, my aunt, my uncle, they're all very musical. My mom is an incredible dancer. My grandmother's a poet. Pretty much everybody in my family has some kind of creative talent, and I'm super grateful to have been around that. I think it would have been a lot harder to like latch on to creativity and figure out what I wanted to do if I didn't see people already doing it. I mean, it definitely took me a while to kind of find my own way of doing it, but just kind of having people around to inspire me was very helpful.
A number of other musicians that have passed through the studio have called you out for being someone whose voice is being heard. It seems that you have a great network of people who are cheering you and you cheering them. Is that a good description?
Absolutely. I'm truly blown away and moved by how much support I receive. Growing up, I didn't always feel supported, and so having so many people rooting for me and people that inspire me every day saying, like, hey, you do the same for me is such a heartwarming feeling. So I'm very appreciative.
That's April Walker. She performs under the stage name Spacewalker. She has all kinds of events and shows coming up, and they're all listed on our website, which is capradio.org/insight. You'll also find a video of Spacewalker performing her new song, Het Heru. She's also joined a new band, the Mini Ha-Has, and they just started recording their debut album. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The funk, soul, and jazz band Idea Team just released a new album with a few new band members. And when they came by, they were just back from a great trip to New Orleans and Texas, as the band's new singer, Julian Cunningham, explained.
We had an amazing time. We actually started it as our album release tour. And so we actually went through Texas. We did 4 shows, Dallas, Denton, Austin, and Fort Worth. And then we played 2 different shows in New Orleans. And so we just got back about a week ago.
It's been about 4 years with an album in between since we saw you last. Some of you are new and some are the original members. So Roy Beard, Kyle, Pulse Camp, Lockhart, which I'm nicknaming
good
you
job.
RKPL.
Works.
How about that?
Yeah.
Take me through the band. Who's original and who's new?
Well, the first 4 would be myself, Justin Butler, Timothy Snoke, and Joe Carusi.
Joe's on drums.
Joe's on drums.
Justin's on guitar.
Correct.
Along with, you're on bass, and Timothy's on guitar, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then since then, we've got Mark Miller and Josh Cambridge, Chris Ryan, Julian Cunningham, Aaron Smith, and we got, you know, the horns and the vocals covered there.
Mike Ruiz.
Oh, and Michael Ruiz.
All in all, you've got guitars, bass, drums, percussion, and a big brass section at the mm-hmm. heart of it. That's what everybody must have loved in New Orleans, right, Julian?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Every street when we walked on, it was like there was a brass band everywhere, so people really enjoyed our sound, it seemed like, so
yeah.
It was a great time.
Okay, so you're going to perform live. What am I going to hear, and what is it a mix of? I know it's from the new album, Kinetic.
Yeah, so you'll hear Roots has got a blending of all kind of songs. So like we said, we came from New Orleans, so we go into like a kind of New Orleans swing part at the end of the song. The bass of the song is very, I would say, soul-driven. What other kind of elements are in it, you guys?
A little bit of hip-hop.
A little hip-hop beat in there, a little... Mm-hmm. So it's
a little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
All right, here they are, just back from New Orleans. This is Idea Team, and let's go. Here's music from the new album, Kinetic.
My window, and they told me not to give a damn. It's time to take over the world. I got something to show you. Mind is the gun, time to take it out the holster and be free. Let yourself free. They say we lost our way a long time ago. We went from kings and queens to waiting on the antidote. See, I woke up in chains on a train's boat, trying to keep the peace just to stay afloat. Knowing in my mind this is new air, tired of living on a wing and a prayer, but we gon' get there, so we gon' get there. I went down by the river just to free my soul, to wash in the tears that they knew. Down by the river just to ease my mind, but the stream already dried. I went digging just to find some roots, found the power was in my roots. Yes, it's in my heard. You got to speak the word. You may never get through. You got to speak your truth.
You got to find a way to break the chains. No more potions to ease the pain. Let it all go and let yourself know. So carry on, carry on to a new day. See, you can please my soul, but can't kill me. You see, the road's been paved to a runway, and these wings of mine are getting aching. See, the price was paid for me to survive. I'ma write my name in the sky, and we gon' fly. Yeah. I went down by the river just to free my soul, to wash the tears that made me whole. Down by the river just to ease my mind, but the stream already dried. I went digging just to find some proof. Found the power was in my roots. Yes, it's in my roots.
Idea team, and a sound that is so maturing and so seasoned. Wow, what a difference from that first album. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you can all breathe. We have a little bit of time. Are you game for one more song?
Yeah.
All right, what are we going to hear next? Julian?
We're
going to
do Workin' next.
A song called Workin'?
Workin',
all right,
yes.
This is from the new album. Again, it's Julian Cunningham on vocals with Timothy Snoke, Roy Beard, Kyle Pulsecamp, Lockhart, a.k.a. RKPL, Justin Butler, Joe Carusi, Mark Miller, Chris Ryan, Josh Cambridge, Aaron Smith, and Mike Ruiz. They are Idea Team.
Said I'm working, just putting it in. Said I'm working. I said we're out of the key. Didn't get a lick to eat. We got that hustle, yeah.
mistake. Nothing to win if you don't play now.
Gotta keep some skin in the game.
Burning the candle at both ends.
Let me tell you, my friend,
we got that hustle. Yeah, I'ma say it once again.
So a line from your song is "Quitting now would be a mistake."
Quitting now would be a mistake.
I think so. Absolutely. I think that blend right there of funk and soul, that's what people really identify with your band, isn't it?
It's an element I think that's missing out of a lot of new music that comes out. And I feel like I love how organic it is for me joining this band, because I joined a little later, of course. And when I met them, it was the organic nature of the music that's played. It's all from the heart. And so that's a lot of what this album is about. Kinetic is about the energy of motion. And I think that this album is about moving to the next level for us in our careers. And that's what this album is about, really, just movement.
That's Idea Team. Their members are Julian Cunningham, Timothy Snoke, Kyle Pulskamp Lockhart, RKPL I call him, Justin Butler, Joe Carusi, Mark Miller, Chris Ryan, Aaron Smith, Josh Cambridge, and Mike Ruiz. You can see them at Pops in the Park in East Sacramento on June 2nd, and they're going on a West Coast tour later this summer across Oregon, Washington, and Nevada. This is Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. Welcome back to Insight Music, our monthly showcase of what's happening in the regional music scene. I'm Beth Ruriak. We had a lot of catching up to do with the Sacramento band Salt Wizard. Since our last visit in 2015, the main duo, Eric Warren and Rachel Lomax, were married. They had a baby boy named Max, and they built a backyard studio where they recorded their new album, Creature Sounds. The sound on the new record is a bit darker, and I asked Rachel whether that was intentional.
I think it's partially intentional and partially just a reflection of how we write our music to reflect where we are at in the time that we're in. And partially Brett on bass, which made us a lot more rock and roll than folky.
Sorry.
But the time that we're in, say more about that, because you're telling me you're happy. You're married, you have your backyard studio, you have your young, sweet son. So where's the dark part for you?
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Like, I feel the happiest I've ever felt in my life. But sometimes that gives you the freedom to think more deeply about the rest of the world and not be so focused on yourself. And I don't feel very confident with the rest of our country right now. What's the political situation, political environment? It makes me feel like dark times are coming, or they're here. So I suppose that that feeling has been reflected upon that time that I have to sit down and write. That's when I'm contemplating these things, so maybe that's when it comes out.
Yeah, it's that time of transition that we're in, and it's disconcerting. And it's a match between us being so happy and starting our family and then the political times that we're in. And I think the album does reflect both of those.
Let's listen to the title track from Creature Sounds. This is Creature. Salt Wizard performing live in our studio. Congratulations on the new album. It is Creature Sounds. And I'm saying welcome back and goodbye to Brett Loper over here. Will you explain what's happening with the lineup in the band?
Well, we had our friend Ron playing with us for a while, and he quit to do a PhD program and finish his doctoral dissertation.
Priorities.
And, yeah. And then Brett joined us. He's been with us for the last 3 years, and he's made our sound a lot more rock and roll. And now he's retiring to do school or whatever.
Imagine
run
that,
the Red Museum.
Rachel. Imagine. If Max makes that decision someday, you're going to be very proud of your child.
But Ron's ready to come back, and we're excited to
have him. Okay, that's great. So, Brett, do you want to talk a little bit about this transition into a band and then three kind of fun, furious years and now retirement? Is it retirement from music altogether?
No, not from music altogether. just from Salt Wizard, but maybe I'll be back in 3 years. That seems to be, that seems to be the trend for Basis.
Everything old is new again. That's right. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been a real blast and treat to work with these guys. They're really talented songwriters, and it's been a blessing. I've had virtually no music community integration previous to them, and it's been a real blessing to be able to do that with these guys.
Anthony, you too, from behind the drum set, have watched the evolution of Eric and Rachel as they've navigated the band and life. And how does music change when your status changes, you know, married with child?
Well, I think you sort of have more time to sort of think more about the music. And I think these guys had a lot of opportunities to write the album. It's sort of works its way to our current sound.
It changed, too, because you were touring and playing a lot. That shapes music significantly, doesn't it?
You get a lot tighter when you have to perform.
And a lot more thoughtful when it takes 3 years to write and record an album.
Yeah.
What was happening during that time?
I was finishing grad school and then pregnant, and then we had a baby, so...
And I started a new job.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot happened.
Yeah, and I built the studio, and then just slowly recorded in the backyard.
I know where I'm going. I've known all along. Took a while to get here. I guess I took the long run. You gotta run.
The Sacramento band Salt Wizard in our studio performing Stung from the new album Creature Sounds. Eric Warren, Rachel Lomax, Anthony Ordonez, and Brett Loper. You can see videos of the band on our website, capradio.org/insight. This is Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. The latest album by Sam Meisner and Megan Smith is titled Headwaters. It's an album of covers recorded in tribute to some of the duo's favorite songwriters. But the true power of Meisner and Smith comes out in their vocal harmonizing, and they premiered a new song in our studio written by Sam titled Sadie's Song. I asked him to tell me about it.
The idea came from wanting to write a song about the friendship of two young girls, and what that might be like. And it's also about memory and looking back. And yeah, it's kind of about a lot of things.
It's titled Sadie's Song?
Yeah, Sadie's Song, yes. And yeah. I think everybody has a Sadie in their life. So.
Yeah.
Well, here they are, live in our studio with a brand new song, Sam Meisner and Megan Smith.
It was a good day, breaking all the rules. Sadie lit the firecrackers, first to dare, and I was first to run. Crimson hair, rival in the sun. Sadie said, don't listen when they tell you that you're just a little girl. Skinned my knees, tore my new blue jeans, climbing over fences when it suited us to feel a bit more free. it was a good day, showing all them fool boys, doing all the things they said weren't for us, they just weren't meant for girls. Crooked smile, freckles cross her nose, made up constellations, told me all the places we were bound to go. We'd drop in to every church in town, peeked in through the stained glass windows, tried to find the one God hung around. Northern lights slung across the sky, banks of Lake Ontario, silver green reflected in our eyes. Made our pledge right there on the shore, we swore we'd never let them win. Stars came spilling down over our heads. Sunlight spills across my table, bright and cold as steel. Sunrise, I am trying to remember, were those dreams or real? All my words fall shy of arrival, still my heart can them win. And Sadie's been inside my head, whispering in my ear all this time. Sadie's been inside my head, whispering in my ear all this time.
Was an original song by Meisner and Smith, the premiere of a song titled Sadie's Song. So what's happening? Are you in a creative spurt? Are you writing more music, Sam?
Yeah. I'm writing some new songs, and we're starting to flesh them out a little bit. We even spent a little time in the studio doing that. Not necessarily that that's what's going to be on the next album, but kind of it's a fun space to be working. It very well may end up on the album, but it's great to, it's sort of like a workspace, and to kind of be able to listen back to what we've done and go, oh, okay, let's change this, or this is sounding really good. It's nice to do it other than just in our living room. Yeah.
Did this come out of spending so much time covering other songwriters' music? And Megan, talk about the recent album, which is covers, but of great songs and great songwriters.
Thank you.
We had fun choosing the songs that we were going to put on the album. We actually did, I think, a collection of 15 songs in the studio, and then we kind of boiled that down to 8 tracks that we ended up putting on the album. And the title, Headwaters, sort of, you know, explains what we had envisioned this album to sort of represent for our listeners, is a peek into where we both come from, both separately and together, musically, our backgrounds growing up with our separate parents' record collections, and really enjoying listening to that music again, and finding a lot of inspiration in those old songs that we love listening to, and then a couple of new ones too, like the Patty Griffin tune is a more, you know, recent song, and then also a song from the band Dr. Dog, which is a modern band that we both really love. So kind of a wide variety of influences for us that really infused us with some more inspiration for creation of our own sound. So
let's listen to the cover of that Patty Griffin song. Here are Sam Meisner and Megan Smith.
We tied our ribbons to the fire escape. They were taken by the birds who flew home to the country as the bombs rained on. Walking the block to table talk. You could cry or die, just make pies all day.
How did you decide who was going to land on the album and whose song would just be recorded for some future project?
Boy, that was tough to decide, to narrow it down to 8 tunes. We wanted to show, part of it was wanting to show sort of the spectrum of our influences. It doesn't, you know, it's not just from one genre or one realm of music. So we tried to diversify some of it. So there's some Talking Heads. There's a Talking Heads song, and then there's...
And a Simon and Garfunkel.
And a Simon and Garfunkel song.
And that, Neil Young.
Exactly. Yeah. So there was a couple tunes that we knew, you know, the Paul Simon tune was one of the first ones we thought, that's got to go on there. Mm. But it was bouncing, you know, some of the newer modern bands and some of our songs that were on records that our parents had.
Do you two have that favorite song that you share, or even a line in a song?
It's funny. It's hard to choose. I think a lot of our favorite lines come from bands that we grew up with, like we said. And, you know, I'll be honest, I'm free to say this because I don't write most of our songs. Some of my favorite lines that I've ever heard come from Sam's writing. And I know that seems odd to say that because it's sort of biased, but
I don't mind.
I really appreciate poetry in songwriting and vivid imagery. Sadie's song, which we played for you this morning, is one of a good example of that. Just like, we were rehearsing one night, playing Sadie's song in our living room, and I remember we got onto that one lyric, crooked smile, freckles cross her nose, and I just all of a sudden had this image of my best friend when I was a kid, and I hadn't thought about her in years, and this wasn't something I was thinking about. We were just rehearsing the song, and it brought back such vivid memories. And I think a good song, from any songwriter who really knows what they're doing, can do that for a listener, really bring them back to a place or a time, or give them hope, something that lights you up inside. So that's what we look for in covers that we do, is something that really makes that feeling happen inside us.
Sam Meisner and Megan Smith are Meisner and Smith. Their latest album is titled Headwaters. You can see them play live this weekend at the Casper Community Center in Casper, California. There are links to more information, plus a video of them on our website. It's at capradio.org/insight. And that's Insight Music for this month. I'm Beth Ruriak. Our producers are Jen Picard and Cody Drabble.
In this first year that we've been making Insight Music, we had help from Andrew Nixon, Anthony Van Hook, Bert Johnson, Chris Remington, Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, Hilda Flores, Marnette Federis, Joanne Saria, Randall White, Ben Adler, Devin Cortan, Jonathan Iestis, Matt Passini, Nick Bruner, and Paul Conley. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. Have a great weekend and go out and see some live music.